It is the Thursday edition. The Whitney Merciless edition. Great name. Merciless. Fun name to say. Hard to spell. Edition. The... Has Goody changed his approach since Aaron Rodgers was unhappy? Edition. And the... There's an old Seinfeld episode where George says, do you ever get down on your knees and thank God that you know me and have access to my dementia? That's how I feel about Tausch. You just never know. Soap cleaning itself all over the map. And today, I think we may have one of the all-time classics from Tausch's Random Thoughts edition. Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, and of course, on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app, which allows you to get this here podcast where you get all your podcasts, all your favorites, including ours. Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, and Stitcher. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Park Bank ESPN Madison studios. And from the workshop on Teams, his undisclosed location where he's also putting together some really nice cabinets, it is the Packers Hall of Famer. It's Mark Tausch. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right, buddy. I know all of us have quirks. Lord knows I do. Lord really knows you do. Jesse, you have quirks. Hey, everybody out here has quirks, right? We all have
idiosyncrasies, peccadilloes, if you will.
I mean, it's tomato, tomato, patata, potato. I don't understand. So I get, you know, you're talking about ice and...
I'm not talking about ice at all, actually.
I'm talking ice.
About ice at all.
I'm going to talk ice right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't understand this. I think if you're pouring a Tito's, I always, you know, I bartended for many years. You scoop the ice, you put it in the glass. And you pour it out, and you kind of see the ice fizzle in. You know, if you're drinking scotch or if you're drinking something, a lot of people don't like to water down their cocktail. They like the, you know, it's called neat. You know, Rogers talked about having fingers of scotch. Typically, that's, you know, nice. I saw something this morning. I'm not going to put anybody's business on the street. I'm talking water, or you can say Kool-Aid. You can say whatever you want. I think because when I'm looking at cocktails, I always am going to go ice. You don't want to spill it. But if you're using a water bottle, or if you're using, if you're going to work out, does it really matter if you're putting water in an ice bottle or in a water bottle and you add the ice after you fill the water bottle up? Like, does that, because it's not changing the chemistry of said drink.
So this appeared on Twitter at 7:41 a.m. I understand you don't want to put anyone's beverage business on the street.
Can we agree, Jason, you don't drink, so I'm going to ask Jesse. We all agree. If we like a good cocktail, are you going to know if I pour my Tito's first? If I'm bartending and you don't see it, I pour the Tito's, then I put the ice, then I put your mixer in. Are you going to know? You're not going to know.
You're probably not going to know, but it's just standard operating procedure.
But that doesn't mean it's right. There's been a lot of standing operating procedures. I'm asking a chemist. Do we have a chemist out there? Does it actually change if you wait a minute before you get the cocktail to them? Because people will say, well, I want my ice in there first because it keeps it cold. Does it? I add the ice later. The ice is going to melt at that same rate, the elapsation of time.
So elapsation of time.
From a chemist's standpoint, does it really change the constitution of your drink whether you put the ice in first or not. Water, I don't care. Nobody's arguing with me on water. Water, I don't care. It doesn't matter. Now, I have someone that it does matter to. God bless them. But I think from a cocktail standpoint, it may matter. Water, can we all agree, it doesn't matter.
I mean, as long as you're mixing the drink once you finish pouring it, because I feel like if you put the Tito's in first, then the ice, then the mixer.
Oh, no. You
there could
always
be a barrier there.
Always put the alcohol in first. That is a no.
Yeah.
That's a non-negotiable.
Right.
Ice, and I always would put ice in before I, because I like the crackling sound when you pour it. It's when you're doing it, if you're just doing water, it doesn't matter one bit. It doesn't. Can we agree on that?
Water doesn't matter. Agree, okay. 100%.
Jason, do you agree with that?
Yes, but I'm still not getting the answers that I'm seeking here. First of all, to say that you've bartended a lot, I thought you were more of a bouncer who occasionally bartended.
No,
is
no,
that
no.
Not an accurate depiction of your career?
I bounced for a while. I bartended every Monday night, and then I evolved. I actually started bartending on Friday, Saturdays at the tail end of my bartending career.
Okay.
I'm not arguing with
that.
I bounced more than I bartended. If you're ratioing it 75-25.
Good. I just wanted to make sure. I just wanted clarification. So because I wanted that clarified, I'm wondering, having done some celebrity bartending for the Greater Bucky Open, you have some meaningful bartending experience, but I'm wondering if in the Wilde and Tausch ever-expanding family, I don't know if we need a chemist, but I would really like a really good bartender. No offense. All due respect.
No. Because I understand, first off, they're mixologists. Bartenders are now, it's kind of fading away. You're more mixology. I'm more interested in, does it matter from a chemistry science standpoint? Because we all have our likes. We all have our things that we enjoy more than others. I'm strictly asking about the chemical makeup of said drink. That's what I'm curious
about. All right. Well, we have the University of Wisconsin Chemistry Department. Jesse, if you'd like me to look up some phone numbers on campus, we can get you that information. And let's call the head of the chemistry department and see if they can give us an answer on this. Does that work for you?
I'm concerned that this is going to become an evolving thing because Terry in New London texts in, ice first, always. It's the same as cereal in a bowl before milk. You wouldn't want to pour the milk in first and then put the cereal in. But is it the same concept?
I don't.
So that's interesting that Terry brings that up. Because I have a friend who tried to convince me that this is the proper way to eat cereal. And I actually tried it, and I think they might be right.
Just wait. So they pour the milk in first?
Milk in the bowl, then the cereal, and it reduces how quickly your cereal becomes soggy.
Hmm.
Especially if you're having, say, a frosted mini wheats, which is very absorbent of the milk. Put it in first. Buys you a little extra time of crispiness.
But how do you know how much milk you should put in? The whole point of it, you put the cereal
that's
in it. When the cereal overflows is when you stop.
Yeah, there you go. There's the challenge. All right, I am fascinated, and I'm embarrassed to say it, but I'm fascinated as to what keeps your beverage cooler longer, or if there is no difference. Pouring the beverage, which is room temperature, theoretically, onto ice, or pouring the beverage and then gloop, 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 dropping the ice into it.
And I think some of the pushback I've gotten is spillage, because if you do this with coffee, iced coffee, you always add the ice after the coffee, right? If you're doing an iced coffee.
Because the coffee's hot coming out of the coffee pot.
And it's, yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait. some of the pushback that you've... How many people have you been test marketing this to before you bring it to Jesse and me?
No, I put it... I mean, on the Twitter machine here, I got 20-some-odd responses, and the pushback has been, you plunk the ice in, you spill some of your drink. And nobody wants to do that. So I understand that. But I still think there's something about it. You add a little... Because a lot of times people say, can you add a little ice? If you're a slow drinker, you want to keep it cool. That waters it down, obviously, because the ice is deconstructed into its liquid form.
Some might say melted.
Yeah, you can if you want.
As opposed to deconstructed.
Well.
All right, so Jesse will talk to someone in the chemistry department. I'll get you that information.
I mean, I'm looking at the website right now to try and figure out who to call, and I don't even understand what these titles mean to know who the best person to call would be.
But we all understand what I'm looking for here, right? Because there's going to be, I'd say, a vast majority of people say put the ice in first. Now, with water, I don't know if people feel the same way, but with Tito's, with different cocktails, yes, ice first, you don't want to spill. I just wonder, does it actually mess the chemistry of that drink up? That's my question.
I'm more intrigued by how this came about. Was this a pickleball player, or is this someone a little closer to home that you're protecting?
I was asked to not even talk about it. I said I have to. Journalistic integrity forced me to at least this up. But
yeah,
as a good media member, I am protecting my source on this.
Okay.
I learned yesterday, always protect your source.
That's very important.
Not going to.
So is the source Gina Della from Pella, and does she put her ice in her beverage before or after the liquid?
I have not asked Gina. I'm assuming she's good. That's a good question. I'm sure Gina will get us that answer. But you have the answer if you're looking for new windows. 555. It has been extended at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin through October 31st. Up to 5 years, no interest, 5 months, no payments, and even another 5% off any same-day order savings at your initial consultation. And that is not the only reason to upgrade now to Pella Windows and Doors. While others will tell you you have to wait 3 or 4 months, some say you got to wait a decade to go and really go all in to win a championship. No, 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 no. Not at Pella. Right now, today, you can order, and Pella of Wisconsin can install in as little as 8 weeks.
8 weeks?
Better still, every installer is Pella certified to ensure your complete satisfaction, and the Pella Wisconsin team can complete installation in as little as 1 day.
1 day?
And more good news, in addition to those 6 lines to fit your style and financing to fit any budget, 2020 survey rated Pella Windows number 1, highest value, highest quality, and most preferred by Green Bay and Milwaukee homeowners. Stop by the Pella Experience Center, get directions, set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions do apply. See showroom for details.
6 lines. We will investigate further on Tausch's ice conundrum. But next, I don't know how Whitney Merciless takes his beverages, but he'll be drinking them in Green Bay, Wisconsin, it appears. Not officially announced still. I assume he's player TBD on the media schedule for today. We'll find out a little bit later, and we'll talk about him next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Tito's Vodka, America's original craft vodka. Find recipes and learn about their story at titosvodka.com.
Crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell. But stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little impaired. I know right now you don't care. But soon enough you're gonna think of me. To be me, and talking to myself in public, and dodging glances on the train. And I know they've all been
talking about our search for an official chemist and it makes me think to Wilde and Tausch.
I think you lied to me. We could use a chemist just kind of on retainer.
Got a lot of chemistry. We have a life coach on retainer. We haven't called her in a long time.
Yeah, I don't know enough. Like, I would say I got a few holes in my knowledge basket. Like, I do.
No.
I think Hemingway and a lot of like the classic lit stuff I'm going to struggle with. Music, if it's not real poppy, I struggle with that, naming bands. And then I'd say science is another kind of a weak spot. Although I'm learning a lot more about science as this last 2 years has kind of fallen on us.
I've noticed that there are more holes in your history basket than I would expect from a historical expert like yourself.
No. That I'm not going to claim. I'm not taking claim on that.
Okay. How's your knowledge on Whitney Merciless? What do you know about him?
I know enough that I think as a Packer fan, I'm super excited about it. And I think it's
super excited.
He's one of these guys that he knows how to get to the quarterback. He's been, he's 10 years in the league. He's been very productive. And I love the fact that Green Bay is saying, if I think you can help me, we're going to go do it. As long as it's not a crazy contract or crazy demands, we're going to continue to add veteran players and stop with the we're going to develop and let young players play critical roles at the end of a season. And that's what Whitney Merciless, that is a position of need. When you can go out and get who I think is probably going to be best available, unless there's somebody I'm missing, to get him for nothing and to bring him in on what probably is a pretty small contract, to give your biggest weakness, in my opinion, a boost. There's a reason Aaron Rodgers was starting to daydream about 2010 yesterday. He's getting that vibe, and I love it when old boys getting them vibes.
So Howard Green was the most notable 2010 addition, right? Big run-stuffing defensive tackle, knocked Ben Roethlisberger as he was throwing in the Super Bowl, leading to the pick six touchdown by Nick Collins. I was trying to think yesterday of other like in-season additions on that team. And this is far surpassed the additions they made that year. They had injuries, like Aaron Rodgers said yesterday. They added a guy named Derek Martin, who was a special teams guy, defensive back for some period of time. They added Matt Wilhelm, who was a linebacker who played on special teams. But I'm not, Jalen Smith, I did not think as I watched the Game Pass replay of Sunday's game in Chicago, he didn't look very good.
I don't think he's, especially the way Campbell's playing, I don't think we're going to need a ton. What we need from
unless there's an injury.
What we need from him is going to be a dog on special teams and come in and fill a certain, whether it's pass coverage, whatever it's going to be, a little pass rush, a little shimmy and shake. If that's what if he can just find a role and fit it, we don't need him to be the guy the Cowboys wanted him to be. We don't need that. No, we get it. That's great. That's not what this team needs. You need to find your role players and then get good at what we need you to do.
So since, like, the veteran minicamp, the mandatory minicamp, they added Devondre Campbell, who's turned out to be a really big boost for them.
Highest graded player on PFF from an inside linebacker standpoint.
A guy who was in his home, as you like to say, at the time. They added Rasul Douglas, who went in after Isaac Yiadom was terrible.
And they traded to
and
get
played
Yiadom.
Pretty well.
They also traded to get Yiadom, correct?
Yeah, they traded their disappointing corner for somebody else's disappointing corner, but
change
sure.
Scenery, yep.
They added Rasul Douglas, who was good in the role that he played against the Bears. Jalen Smith, they pursued Stephon Gilmore, but they couldn't trade for him because of their cap situation. Yep. But they would have, I'm sure they would have tried to sign him. I don't know if he would have signed, but I think they would have tried very hard had he been released by the Patriots. And now, another addition in Whitney Mercilus, who was a guy that you had pegged literally like a month ago.
Well, I just looked at, seeing what Goody was doing and how he was approaching it, this seems to me he understands that there's going to be a sea change coming forward. Whether or not that means Aaron Rodgers, we don't know. But I think he looked at this and said, I know we have him this year. I am not leaving any stones unturned. We will figure things out after this. If we can, if it's at all feasible, we're going to get. So then I look, it's pretty simple. You look around the league and you think, all right, position of need, teams that stink, teams that are going to be selling and dumping salary. Texans, you knew were going to be garbanzo all season. That's baked into the cake. We're going to be bad. Was there anybody there that fit what Green Bay is looking for? And it was Whitney Mercilus right. All day, every day. That's what Green Bay needed. The fact that they couldn't trade him, hey, this just worked out beautifully for the Green Bay Packers. Now it is the perfect, from an organizational standpoint, a perfect signing. You get a veteran player that has a ton of knowledge. You got a couple of young guys, Rashawn Gary, that you can look at, and they're going to be able to learn some stuff from Whitney. He still can play, and you don't need him to be an every-down guy. He is going Correct. To be – you get to move Rashawn Gary around now, who's a big physical dude, and you let Mercilus do what he does. You can simplify it, especially early as he's picking things up. It ain't rocket science playing defense, especially D-line. Right. Oh, I have to get this gap. Oh, I have this. That's it. It's not like playing offensive line where you have to learn different combinations, all this.
Not like playing right tackle, which requires a brilliant IQ.
That's why, to me, it just made a ton of sense, and I am excited that Green Bay pulled the trigger and did this.
So here's the question, though. Because when Brian Gutekunst took the job as GM, he said that we are going to be in every conversation. We're not going to sign everybody. We're not going to trade for everybody. But we're going to pursue all the different avenues for acquiring players. Has he changed his approach or intensified his approach in the wake of the quarterback's offseason feelings and the desire to go all in? Has that affected his approach, do you think?
Has Aaron Rodgers, not a holdout, did Aaron Rodgers'
offseason of discontent
change Goody's approach? The answer is yes. And I don't think there's a ton of argument with it, because the proof's in the pudding.
So you think, despite him having said that he would do this before, this is why I wanted to talk about this some more, because I think it's really interesting. He did say he was going to do this kind of stuff. He did say they were going to pursue other things. Is it possible that the stars have just aligned on a couple of guys that were released, so they were available? But it's definitely a departure from Ted, right? Ted Thompson would have promoted the next guy at the position that was an undrafted free agent who was on the practice squad, and they would have dealt with some growing pains, but they would have just played the young guy, right? That's what they would have done. So Tipa Galele, whose name I always pronounce incorrectly, and I'm not even close there, would have been promoted as the one outside linebacker on the practice squad. They would have promoted Kabion Ento at cornerback instead of going and getting Rasul Douglas. That's what they would have done. Instead, they've made these additions from outside, and two names. I mean, I'll be honest. I don't know about you. I didn't know much about Rasul Douglas before he got here.
I love the name.
Loved him in Batman Begins. But these are names that we know. Jalen Smith, I don't know if his game matches his name. Whitney Mercilus is not the guy he was a decade ago when he was a first-round pick. But I do believe he is going to help them at a position where they may not get back Za'Darius Smith ever. And Preston Smith may miss his first game of his career on Sunday against his former team.
Yeah, I was never the you know, I know fans get super excited when you hear a name. He is a former first-round pick. He was a starter because that's what we do. We get excited with OBJ. We get excited about these older stars because we know their name. I'd never felt, and I hope I'm proven wrong on this. I think the Jalen Smith signing, that wasn't anything that I was gung-ho to really get involved in. I didn't think it was a huge need.
You poo-pooed it before it happened.
I didn't think it was a big deal. Like, I'm still not that excited about that. So for everybody just saying, well, you're just excited anything happens. No, that's not, for me, that's not it. Gilmore can still play. Would have loved to have seen him. It didn't work out. Goody was in the conversation. He tried. I know that irritates some fans. But the departure from what you just said with how Ted approached it, next man up, we're going to continue to do, that's fine and dandy, but you eventually getting Julius Peppers was a great move, and it was a difference-making move. It didn't get him a championship, but he was incredibly productive. Charles Woodson was a difference-making move. It changed the course of your franchise. And I'm not saying Whitney Mercilus is going to do that, but what I am saying is you feel a lot better about putting a veteran player out in a crunch time scenario than you feel putting out a first-year undrafted free agent that tries hard.
Right.
That's my point. And for him, he's not, you said, he's not the same player. He's still a good football player, and I bet he's still going to make some big plays. He's bringing a lot to the table, and I think one of Aaron's points on this whole offseason, while he was kind of disgruntled, was the fact that you let too many of these players that can still play that were great locker room guys, that part got lost in the shuffle. And I think after the 2014 collapse, I don't think he felt like there was enough of those guys around.
You're right.
That could bring this entire thing together. Veteran players are needed still. Yes, it's a young man's game. Yes, you want to have a bunch of studs, Jaire Alexander, et cetera, et cetera. But you still want some guys that have seen it, can help, and can still contribute on the field. That's what a Whitney Mercilus is going to do for you.
So the poll question is this, when I put it in the field. Do you believe that Brian Gutekunst's approach to adding veteran players this season has been influenced by Aaron Rodgers' off-season unhappiness? Is that fair?
I like it.
Because, again, in fairness to Goody, he did say this was something that he wanted to do from the beginning of when he got the job. But if you look at his in-season acquisition track record, he has not done this before. In fact, I believe there was one trade deadline where he didn't acquire someone. He traded away a first-round pick.
Turned out to be a good move, too.
Turned out to be a very smart move. Ha-ha Clinton Dix has bounced around ever since.
He subtracted. Goody's sense of urgency went up 10 clips with what Rodgers did. And he can say that that's not the case, but I would exhibit a Randall Cobb as Exhibit A. I would say Whitney Mercilus is another great example. Would he have done this? We don't know. We'll never know. But what we do know is Rodgers asked and is starting to get what he's looking for. Now, as a general manager, all you can do, and just like everybody giving Ted a bunch of heat for only winning one championship with Rodgers, that team should have won two more. Last year's team should have won one. This team has been built. They have all of the tools. There's no excuses now. You look at this and say, we are doing everything we can to put... The Packers organization always tells you, all we can do, we want to surround you with everything and not have you worry about anything but winning football games. This team at 5-1 right now with a bunch of injuries, getting a ton of guys back, all in, this is what all in looks like. Goody is giving you the hand. Now, are you going to play it right? That's up to Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers.
Brian Gutekunst would not acknowledge that getting rid of Jordy Nelson was a mistake. Now, there are those that don't think it was, so I understand that. Do you think he would admit if there were Tito's and Coors Lights on the table that the Rodgers thing. He's not on the show. He's not at a podium. He's having a beverage with you.
Yep.
Do you think he would admit that he has changed his approach?
This is the poll question.
That is what I want you to think about.
This is the poll question.
And I want to get both of your answers. I think it's a corollary poll question.
Okay.
We can do both. We could double two poll Thursday. Think about your answer. Do you think Goody would admit that Rodgers has influenced his approach to adding players like Whitney Merciless, like Jalen Smith? We'll talk about it next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
Hey, baby, won't you look my way? I can be your new addiction.
You know, he's a pass rusher. So when it comes to pass rushing, I think there's obviously some schematic stuff for him to figure out. But if we can get him, you know, 15 to 20 rushes at least in this first game, I think it'd be a big plus for our squad. You know, as far as fitting in, guys like that, they want to come to a winning team. And when you go from 1-5 to 5-1, it's a whole new outlook on life, I think.
That's Aaron Rodgers talking about the acquisition of Whitney Merciless, which, correct me if I'm wrong, is not official still.
Oh, it's official.
Domofsky, our buddy Rob, Bold Domofsky, thanks again for all the material he provided yesterday. Asked LaFleur, what does Whitney Merciless give you? Which LaFleur said, I don't think that's official yet. So we didn't get any information on what Whitney Merciless might do for them. And if they don't get him here signed officially in the next 2 hours and 20 minutes, Matt LaFleur is going to refuse to talk about him again at noon. But once it is official, it is a name player who can still help them. I don't know if Jalen Smith can help them much. Again, I didn't think they needed him, but if there's an injury, they may. But Brian Gutekunst has added veteran players. And in fairness to Goody, it goes all the way back to the offseason. Added a guy named like Dennis Kelly, who started 17 games last year. They haven't needed him as a backup veteran tackle. But that's another type of guy that they wouldn't have normally added. They added Devondre Campbell. They've added Jalen Smith. They've now added, not officially yet, Whitney Merciless. So if we think, and we don't know this, Tausch, but if we think that Rodgers and the offseason and Goody's relationship with him and all this other stuff has influenced his approach, if we believe that, and we're right, would Goody admit that?
Yeah.
I don't think he would.
No, I think he would because he already has. He already has admitted that without kind of the scenario, Randall Cobb would not be on this team. So I think Goody has, what he would probably say is, listen, I've always said I'm going to exhaust every avenue to make this football team more competitive and better. And we felt like Whitney Merciless was a guy that we could bring in and make our football team better. Same thing with Jalen Smith. Same thing with Dennis Kelly. You can go through the list and list. But the bottom line is he was a believer in Ted Thompson's system. Obviously, he felt differently about free agency because he made splash right off the get-go when he got here as the big dog. And then you have to figure out, all right, how do you balance that with kind of the approach that Ted took, which I believe is the right approach, but now filling in holes, filling in misses on draft picks, and doing that with veteran players that can still play, that are going to be guys you can count on, that's what championship teams do. And that's what I think Aaron Rodgers has been begging for. And I think when he mentions how he sees things changing, how he sees a little bit of an evolution with some of the people that maybe he didn't feel that way this last offseason, I think the back of your mind, if you're Goody and if you're Russ and if you're any of the guys that were kind of called out and laid out to bear in that press conference, these things are in the back of your mind when you're making these decisions. And to think not, I think is, I don't think you're being honest with yourself.
All right, so Charlie chimes in via Facebook Messenger. Now, you guys know I much prefer LinkedIn Messenger, but hey, I've got access to the Facebook messages too. And this is interesting. I had not thought of it in these terms as I was quizzing you two. Charlie says, the reason Goody is signing these men is he knows it's his only chance at winning, influenced by the fact that Rodgers is leaving after this year. Well, and he would have something to do with that because he'd have to trade him. Is it not that he's influenced by Rodgers' unhappiness and wanting to change his approach to placate the quarterback? It's, hey, I'm trading this guy, and we're going to go into a rebuild a little bit next year. So I need to do everything I can to win right now because, A, we still have Rodgers, and, B, it'll buy me time in case we suck for a few years without him. I think Charlie makes a really interesting point with his message via Facebook.
It is interesting, but I think that that's, I still believe that in Goody's heart of hearts, he's going to want this scenario to play out and not trade Aaron Rodgers. And I don't know if Aaron Rodgers has any say in that. I mean, if Goody firmly believes he's trading Aaron Rodgers, I guess he can trade Aaron Rodgers. There's no trade clause. I believe that it's more of a placation, I believe is what Charlie said. I would, if I'm voting, I'm saying it's more of a placation to Aaron Rodgers than it is, oh, blank, we're going to stink, and I want to win now so I get a little time. I don't think that's the mindset of Brian Gutekunst.
Jesse, what do you think? Now, again, before Jesse answers, because we were talking while we were away, none of us knows. We're all acknowledging that we don't know. This is our dime store psychology on the situation. And what we're asking for with our poll question, which I'm still trying to get the words right on, is your perception. We know that you don't know why Goody's doing this. I just want to know what you think it is. So, Jesse, what do you think?
I think anyone with a brain realizes that the Packers have their best chance to win the Super Bowl this year. And so if Goody can see an opportunity, unlike past years, where there's an opportunity to improve the team right now to win immediately, he's going to do it. And he did it with Jalen Smith. He's doing it here with Whitney Mercilus. He's done it at the other positions and the other guys that were added, even going back to the end of training camp. Like, he's going all in this year. It's the definition of going all in. It's what we as Packers fans have wanted from the general manager for the better part of a decade and a half. Two decades, maybe? Like, if you think you have a Super Bowl contending team, do whatever you can to win the Super Bowl right now. And who cares what happens 2 years from now? If you get over the hump, you win it this year, it's a raging success. So I think he's just adopted that mentality, whether he knows that it's due to Aaron Rodgers leaving or not, which he has a big say in. I think he just realizes this is the opportunity. Go for it. And improve the team in any facet you can, by any means that you can, because 2 years from now, it could be an entirely different situation than sitting atop the NFC North right now, all alone, with an inside track to the number one seed in the NFC playoffs.
Okay, so Jesse, you don't think that Goody is even thinking at all about trying to keep Aaron Rodgers with any of these moves? You think this is strictly all in, let's do it, and then we'll figure things. You think that's not even on his mind?
I think winning the championship this year is the only way to potentially convince Aaron Rodgers to stick around. So I think they're correlated in that sense, that you bring home the Lombardi Trophy this year, you get Aaron Rodgers to win it this year, and then you tell him, look, buddy, we got all the pieces here, you're the key. You stick around, we can run this thing right back. Let's go for it. I think they're correlated in that way.
Today's Wildy and Tausch Twitter poll. Brian Gutekunst said when he got the GM job, he'd pursue all avenues. But with all the veteran additions the Packers have made, do you believe the approach Goody has taken has been influenced by Aaron Rodgers' offseason unhappiness. Yes, 12 affected him. No, he'd do this anyway.
Good question.
It's in the field. You can vote on it on the Wilde and Tausch Twitter feed, at Wilde and Tausch. We'll talk more about this as the show rolls on, because they have added names that you recognized. And one name that I recognize, because I know Tausch loves Wisconsin-based companies that do good works for our community, is our buddy Dave Jones and Dave Jones Inc. And his, did you never delivered the bottle, the tiny bottle of Dave Jones, Dave's fave cinnamon whiskey? What happened?
Yeah, there? Because I think somebody sent a note over to you and basically said, don't do it. We're going to find, and instead of doing it that
no,
way.
No, no, no.
We're going to
drink my whole, I'm not going to have one sip of Dave's fave and suddenly become an alcoholic. Trust me.
Dave's fave is pretty doggone good.
It's tasty.
And it is very, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is.
Compelling.
It's great for the community and the AmFam Children's Hospital is what you were going to say.
It is. You guys know I love the state of Wisconsin, and I especially love locally owned companies that Jason just mentioned that give back to the community. That's what I want to tell you about Dave Jones, Inc., a Wisconsin-based company that is raising money for UW Health and the American Family Children's Hospital. Dave's Fave Cinnamon Flavor Whiskey. It's available at liquor stores, grocery stores. Best part of Dave's Fave, 100% of the proceeds go to the Children's Hospital. Support local companies like Dave Jones, who support their local community. Visit their Facebook page. I'm not sure if they're on LinkedIn. We could check Jason Johnny LinkedIn over there.
I'll check.
But they are on Facebook. Visit their Facebook page, Dave's Fave Cinnamon Flavored Whiskey, to find a full list of where it's available.
The poll is in the field. We'll check the early results. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
It's gotten a lot of votes in about 5 minutes. We're north of 400 votes already. Today's Wilde and Tausch Twitter poll. Brian Gutekunst said when he got the GM job, he'd pursue all avenues. But with all the veteran additions the Packers have made, do you believe the approach Goody has taken has been influenced by Aaron Rodgers' offseason unhappiness? Yes, 12 affected him. No, he'd do this anyway. 67% of you. Yes, 12 affected him. 33% of you. No, he'd do this anyway. Now, we're getting a lot of replies, Tausch.
That's always good. You love a good reply.
And there's a few that say he's done this every year. The names seem more familiar because the cap issues every team is dealing with. That's from Big Rig. And then Tyler.
I love how you said Tyler. Big Rig there. Instead of saying Big Rig, you said that is from Big Rig.
I've always wanted to have a
Hey, I got
cool
another poll
like
idea, because this is making me think. Does Rodgers wish he had tried this with Ted?
Right, sooner. Right. He did say after they got run out of the Georgia Dome with Ladarius Gunter, trying to cover Julio Jones. That was a really bad German accent, by the way. And I am German, just so you know. He did say he wanted them to be more all in. And Ted responded by not re-signing Julius Peppers. So I don't know how effective it would have
been. Didn't Rodgers then respond by signing a new four-year extension? Not maybe in 18 he signed that extension.
18, yeah. Goody was the GM.
I think Rodgers is probably looking back, and he you could see him almost pining for the 2010 that yesterday at the podium. You kind of sense that. There is not a doubt in my mind that if he could and go back in time, and I don't know what year he would have done it, probably after that meltdown in Seattle and Ryan Taylor and that issue that happened.
Yeah.
I would bet that he would say, I should have done this sooner.
So you're saying he's Marty McFly.
He wants to
go back to 1955.
If he could go back in time and utilize and understand the power that he has and leverage it, he would have done it earlier. And I would venture to say, he would say, I'd have another championship if I did that.
Keep voting in the poll. A couple of replies. Tyler, who I don't know if it's Tier 1 Tyler or not. They never picked up anyone near this level in years past.
I agree with that.
Zaz. His name may be Zach.
Zach.
Actions speak louder than words. He came in saying he would, but he hasn't. Now, in fairness to Goody, he most certainly did in free agency in 2019. The Smiths, Adrian Amos, Billy Turner, he deserves credit for all those. So let's not sell him short. Zaz continues. But it is a good thing. If he was too stubborn to adapt or change his ways, it would hurt the team. The NFL is constantly changing, and so should a GM's strategies and tactics. Look at Ryan Pace, LOL. We'll continue more of this discussion when we kick off the 10 o'clock hour. Plus, Jesse working very hard behind the scenes.